This is your friendly neighborhood author, Jonathan, and you are listening to Season 5 of the Floor Rejects podcast, The Isle of Artemisia. Welcome back to the Floor Rejects podcast. This is your friendly neighborhood author, Jonathan, here with another chapter of The Isle of Artemisia. If you're new here, every week I write a chapter of a story, I read it to you, and then I go over some things I like, some things I didn't like, things I could improve on, things that I don't think I need to improve on. Haven't run into many of those yet. If you missed last week or you're new, Barrett and Anaxos just fled from the other's camp. It was kind of a too easy escape, and they hid out in a little, I guess you could call it a cavelet, if you will, in a rock face to get away from the others, who would no doubt be on hot pursuit. So that's where we left off. Let's get into the new chapter. Chapter 25, No Way In. The next day, Barrett wakes up, wrapped in Anaxos' strong, sinewy arms. He turns, for a moment not remembering that there was an entire island of plant-obsessed psychopaths after him. He pulls his body closer to the man, inhaling his deep, musky aroma. It was strong but pleasant, and it filled Barrett's nostrils as he inhaled deeply. He leaned up and kissed Anaxos lightly on the jaw. He runs a hand softly up the man's tanned shoulders and smiles. "You are awake," Anaxos murmurs, shifting to look down at Barrett, who crawls up onto his chest. Barrett absentmindedly swirls his finger in the man's chest hair. "I am, and I need to tell you something," Barrett says. Anaxos raises an eyebrow in the dimly lit hovel. Anaxos then shifts so that his arms are up over his head and asks, "What?" as Barrett revels in his huge aura, his essence filling the tiny space. "I don't know how long we have left together, but I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy you," Barrett says, and Anaxos smiles. "Do you?" he asks as Barrett leans up, and Barrett nods. He falls back against the opposite wall of the cave. Anaxos crawls over to him and slams a hand to the dirt wall Barrett has pressed against. "Enjoy me," Anaxos says authoritatively, and Barrett takes no time in rushing to him, sliding his hands up into the man's hair. He pulls Anaxos in and kisses him deeply as he slides a hand down onto Anaxos' toned, tight back. Anaxos moans into Barrett's mouth and moves the smaller man's hand lower, down to cup his sumptuous, hirsute ass. Barrett can barely keep his excitement from bursting at the seams, and he slips his tongue into Anaxos' open mouth. Anaxos slides his hand to wrap around Barrett's waist, pulling him in closer. They pull apart. "Do you want me as I had you?" Anaxos asks, and Barrett hesitates for a moment as a smile spreads across his face. He did want that. He wanted it badly. He pushes at Anaxos, who braced himself against the wall and ceiling. "Take me," Anaxos commands, and Barrett dives across the dirt floor and pounces, pulling at the edges of Anaxos' pants. Anaxos lifts his body and shimmies out of them, his massive throbbing erection springing forth as Barrett stares in amazement. He can feel himself salivate at the sight, and he takes no time in sinking his lips around it. Anaxos moans, his fingers digging deeper into the wall of the cave. Barrett's head is quickly bobbing up and down, his body convulsing as he tries to take all of Anaxos into his mouth. The larger man is quickly gasping and bucking his hips as Barrett continues, wet, heady sounds echoing about the space. Anaxos rolls his eyes back in his head. Barrett pulls up and sloppily kisses his lover, smiling dumbly as Anaxos looks at him with his pupils dilated and his mouth agape. Barrett giggles and pulls at Anaxos, his back sliding down the wall and his legs slipping to either side of Barrett's hips. "Come here," Barrett murmurs. Anaxos leans up and Barrett kisses him again, this time softly, sliding his hands under Anaxos' muscled thighs. "Are you ready?" Barrett asks, and Anaxos gulps and nods. Barrett unbuckles his pants while still on his knees, and he slides them to his ankles. Anaxos smiles at him. He looked ready. Barrett gets closer to Anaxos and hoists the man's thick calves onto his shoulders. He spits on his hand and smears it on his hard, pulsing erection. Blindly, he presses against Anaxos, pushing into him slowly as he finds the taller man's entrance. Anaxos hisses, groaning as Barrett slowly fills him. Barrett, for his part, can't form a coherent thought as Anaxos takes him in. He was incredibly tight and warm, and Barrett has to do everything he can not to lose his bodily control all at once. Anaxos sinks his nails into Barrett's thighs, grunting as Barrett's body comes flush with his. "Full," Anaxos whispers, his voice an octave higher than normal. Barrett smiles, his body quivering at the sensation he was feeling. Anaxos pulls him down and their lips meet as Barrett rears his waist back before sinking in. Anaxos hisses, his body tensing up around Barrett, causing the slider man to moan in ecstasy. Barrett begins to fuck his lover in earnest now, slipping in and out in wild rhythm, his body only able to kiss and thrust, his skin clapping against Anaxos's as he grows more and more involved. Barrett gasps against the other man's mouth as Anaxos tightens his core and body. Barrett yelps as he thrusts harder and faster, his thoughts and sensations coiling in his stomach to fuel him. He was hard, almost painfully so. He was drawing closer to orgasm, and Anaxos, by the looks in his glassy, unfocused eyes, was as well. Anaxos reaches up and pulls Barrett's face back to his, and they passionately kiss, the man laying on the ground rapidly jerking as Barrett manages to stave off completion for a moment to stop and look down at Anaxos. "I'm going to come," Barrett says raggedly, his chest heaving. Anaxos smiles. "Do it," he mews. Barrett starts to pump as fast and hard as he can, and Anaxos' pecs bounce sensually as he tugs at his erection roughly. Barrett's chest tightens, his backside clenches, and he feels the wave rising in him. He moves as frenetically as he can, leaving Anaxos to huff and exclaim against the ground. Barrett then feels it, and he knows he can't hold back. A roar rips from his chest, and he climaxes hard and fast, falling down against Anaxos' chest, who's still pulling at himself in erotic mania. He finishes as well with a quiet moan in Barrett's ear. They cleave together, their bodies stuck in a taut, heaving pile. "That was good," Anaxos says breathily after a few minutes of thready breathing. Barrett laughs into the space next to Anaxos' cheek. "You think?" he asks, and Anaxos nods. Barrett slips out of his partner and leans up. Anaxos looks at him sweetly and places a gentle kiss on Barrett's hands. Barrett smiles and leans back against the wall. Anaxos crawls over into him and sinks under his arm. "Did you like it?" Anaxos asks. Barrett giggles. "Yeah, you looked really good laid out for me like that," Barrett confesses, to which Anaxos can only laugh. They settle in, content to cuddle for a few minutes before they have to face the world. But as they lie there is a sound, distant at first, but it grows louder, more insistent as they listen. Eventually, as the sound becomes distinguished, as many sets of feet marching towards them, the two scramble to get their clothes back on. As Barrett buttons his fly, a circle of light appears on the ground. He looks up and can see the entrance to the cave is uncovered. "Hello," comes a voice from above them. Both of the men look to each other and then back up at the entrance. Elliot's face eclipses it. "Come on out, lover boys," Elliot says sinisterly, and Barrett's heart sinks lower than he thought it could. This war was far from over. Alrighty, girls, gays, theys, anybody else who doesn't fit into those categories. Although if you don't, what are you really doing here? What do I like about this chapter? I don't know. I think this week I'm going to step away from critiquing myself because I kind of just reverted to what I can do in my sleep, which is imagine erotic scenarios and just kind of tell you about my creative process and what it's been going through. My creative process is typically work all day, get to a place where I can kind of quit for the day, and then write. I have found that I don't have time not to do that anymore, which is really hard. And So I've kind of been trying to adapt my creative process, and it hasn't really been working. I've been finding there's been a week here or there where it's kind of worked, where things have been slower for work, and I've been able to really get things done. But a lot of the time, I'm just finding that I'm so tired and mentally drained that I just don't have the will to write anything good. I don't have the will to be imaginative. I don't have the will to do anything. But this is not a sad podcast. So how do I make it happy? I don't know. Maybe we turn the lights pink. Alexa, turn the office pink. That's better. The lights were blue if you're just listening. And it made me look really sad. This pink makes me look really washed out, but it is what it is. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out ways to still have a creative process even when I'm super busy. But what I'm finding is that the real world doesn't care if you have passions, if you have things you're doing, if you have creative outlets that you're trying to fulfill. The world will just keep shitting on you. It will. And what I'm finding is I need to start caring less about work. And I need to start caring less about work mostly. That's it. I need to just start leaving work at the door at 5 o'clock and saying, you know what? If you assign me too much work, if work is too busy, I can't help you. Sorry. I'm not staying extra. I'm not doing extra. I'm not doing any of it. And that's kind of what I have decided I need to do. That is easier said than done, though, because I'm one of those people who, when I have unfinished work, and I know I have unfinished work, all I can think about is finishing it. And that's really tough for me. I don't know why I'm like that. I don't know if it's just like I'm an overachiever, or what I think it is that I know if I don't get the work done now, I'm just gonna have to do it later, and later is liable to get even worse if I don't do the work now. And that's really thrown a wrench in my creative process, in my creative juices flowing, in being able to give thought to where my stories are going, because I'm so actively engaging my brain 24/7 now that I just am like at a breaking point where I can't figure it out. Also, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, how is this a day early? I have things to do tomorrow. So I wrote all this chapter yesterday, and I wanted to get something out to you so it was not a week where I just skipped completely. But that's kind of what I've been dealing with creatively lately, is just the extreme mental exhaustion that is leading me to not be able to write what I want to write. Like right now, I'm sitting here talking to you, actively trying to distract myself from work, and all I can think about is the 15 open assignments that I have to get done, and I just don't know what to do about it. I just don't know what to do about it. But you don't come here to listen to me complain. I hope not. If you do, you've been thriving the last few weeks. I've been giving you lots of complaints. But if you come here for the story's over this week. It was just sex. That's all it was. Was it good? No. But was it bad? Yes. I'm also starting to realize that maybe I'm not meant to be a writer. Maybe I'm not meant to be creative. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I'm just not meant to be anything creative. Maybe I'm meant to be just an insurance appraiser the rest of my life, and I kind of have to deal with that. I don't want to give up on my dreams and my passions, but if I'm not getting better at them, what's the point? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard to think that something that I love to do, I'm not improving at. And I'm not improving at it because I just don't have the time to. I don't know. On a positive note, y'all like my iPad? Y'all like this iPad? Isn't that nice? This nice iPad. Let me show you what I've been working on lately. If you're just listening to this, sorry. You can always watch it on YouTube. Like, you surely could. But nobody really does, which is fine. That's fine. But I'm just saying you could. So let me show you the picture that I found that I love. It's this, like, vintage... what's it called? Vintage weightlifter sucking on his thumb. And I think it's a very sensual picture. So what I do is I draw over it in the same tones as what is in the picture, but I make it into a cartoon. So that's how far I've gotten. It's not the first one I've done. It's just the only one I think I can show you. Let me check and see if there's any others I can show. Nope. 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 Can't show you that. Can't show you any of those. But I've been working on that one, and more excitingly, I've been working on trying to draw in grayscale, which I didn't think I'd be able to do, but I'm finding is not as difficult as you would think it is once you kind of get the hang of it. But I haven't even really had time to do that. I've just been trying to catch up and do some drawing when I have 10 spare minutes here or there. I did tell you that I'm starting another new job in a few weeks. I'm really hoping that this job, because it's a larger company, because it's a company that offers a lot of benefits and time off, I'm really, 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 really hoping I had to yawn. It sounded like I was about to cry. I just had to yawn. I'm really hoping that I will find a better work-life balance, and that that will lead me to some more, not progressive, what's the word I'm looking for? More, polished writing in the future, because I'll have more time. But we shall see. I don't know. If you've listened to my rantings and ravings this long, I appreciate it. You know I do. I always tell you I do, but I really do. I've been your friendly neighborhood author, Jonathan, and I'll be back when I'm back with a new chapter of the Isle of Artemisia for you guys. Bye.